Central State Hospital in Milledgeville, Georgia, was once among the largest psychiatric facilities in the world. Today, the patients are gone. What's left is a hole in the local economy. An effort is underway to fill that hole by selling and redeveloping the Central State campus. But some are asking, what could we lose in the process? Let me take you to an employee reunion picnic at Central State. The picnic in the hospital's pecan orchard brought retired nurse Margretta Smith and her husband Bill to Central State for the first time in over 20 years. They met here in the 1950s.
Well, when we came here, we had 12,000 patients on the grounds, and they had a safe place, which is the meaning of the word asylum.
Bill Smith says it wasn't easy work.
I mean, you're looking at crazy people going 12 hours a day.
Say mentally ill now. He's not always politically correct.
This was an asylum that worked like a small town. Thousands of people worked here. That all went away after a shift in federal mental health care policy in the late 90s. So what comes next? Answering that is a man who's an expert in redeveloping shuttered military bases.
I'm a real estate guy, so I'm looking at it from a real estate perspective.
Mike Couch is the head of the Central State Hospital Redevelopment Authority, created by the state of Georgia. His mother was once head nurse here.
I played in the pecan orchard as a child.
Couch is selling Central State's 2,000 acres piece by piece. A residential boot camp for at-risk kids will soon bring 200 jobs. New construction on an old prison site will bring more.
We helped get that building demolished to pave the way for a $19 million brand new facility. There's 330 jobs. Now, would it have been better to preserve that building? It was a shell of itself.
Couch says it's jobs first, history second. Still, he says history does have its place.
Let's not hide from it. Let's acknowledge it.
There is what they call a museum here, but it isn't open to the public and it has no staff. It's run by Georgia's Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disability. The agency's Rick Valentine is opening up for the picnic with the help of volunteers.
We'll be open at noon.
Valentine says no getting into old records, though.
But no, you're not going to have access to those.
Oh, today. I know. I don't know.
Donna McNair has brought her students from nearby Georgia College and State University training to be special education teachers. They walk past a hodgepodge of painted portraits of hospital officials, rooms closed with yellow caution tape, even a program for a patient-produced opera. The brains in glass get their attention. Outside, McNair explains why this helps her students understand mental disability.
We know we still have work to do. We know we still have a long way to go.
And that's Edwin Atkins' point.
If you don't know where we came from in mental health treatment, you don't realize or appreciate where we're going and where we've been.
Atkins is retired from the film industry and is relatively new to town, but his great-grandmother was a patient at Central State for 40 years. His Friends of Central State Facebook group has 7,000 members, and he's steadily building his own Central State museum with things like a psychiatrist's diary.
Talks, laughs, hears voices.
And lobotomy tools.
With the patient alive and the
This was mainstream psychiatry before antidepressant and antipsychotic drugs. What he wants is a 2,000-acre museum of mental health.
The deplorable things that people would see in a museum at Central State is really the gateway to the enlightenment of the subject matter.
But he says, of course, there's more to history than buildings and objects.
Still plenty of oral history available. It hasn't all died off yet.
The Redevelopment Authority arranged to record oral histories at the picnic. The Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disability will be offered a first listen before those are added to the store of public knowledge of Central State Hospital. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Milledgeville.